This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's the Friday before Labor Day weekend, and that means the start of college football season for Metro Atlanta, which is a college football mad area. Georgia Tech and Georgia open their seasons this weekend. Georgia State has already opened its season by snapping a 16-game losing streak. I.J. Rosenberg is president and publisher of Score Atlanta. He joins us once again. I.J., welcome back.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
Well, thank you. And let's start with Georgia State. As of now, no team in the country has won more games than Georgia State. Does this mean that changes are afoot for the program in a good way?
Well, you know, Georgia State's moving up. So, you know, they're going to, you know, probably hit some bumps in the road. But this was a huge win for them. This is a game that, you know, many people felt that they could win. They hung in there, and they, you know, got the big drive with the last couple minutes. Really have a good junior college transfer quarterback that's come over there that I think is really going to help them. And they get their first win in 17 games, and that's big for Georgia State.
They need help with attendance, though, and obviously winning will help. But is this a team that really needs a home someplace other than the Georgia Dome?
Yes, they do. I mean, the Georgia Dome is not, in my opinion, a place for a college team to play a home schedule. You know, we had talked to them initially about them playing over at Kennesaw State and really using their stadium. Kennesaw doesn't really get it going for another year, and you could even use that while Kennesaw is playing. You just have to schedule and make sure that, obviously, you're playing, you know, every other weekend. But Georgia State needs a smaller home. You know, obviously, there's been talk about them buying Turner Field. But, you know, in the meantime, though, Dennis, the new AD at Georgia State has to find a way, you know, to get more than 4,000 or 5,000 people that were at the Dome the other night.
Let's take a look at Georgia Tech, which is always interesting and goes up and down over the last few years. They open this weekend against Wofford, which is sort of a tune-up game for them. But Tech can really take nothing for granted, can they, especially in a conference which includes national champion Florida State?
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing about Wofford, they've got a good football program, and they sort of run a very similar offense to what Paul Johnson and Georgia Tech does. I don't expect Wofford to give them much of a game. You know, but Georgia Tech's, you know, they've got a lot of work to do early in the season. They lost some players, you know, obviously to graduation, but also to some disciplinary reasons and stuff like that. So, you know, they've got to work some depth. Their quarterback, their starting quarterback, decided that he was going to transfer, so we're going to see a couple of new quarterbacks. But, you know, I think it's going to take a couple of weeks for Tech to sort of get its feet up under it. But it has the schedule, Dennis, to be able to do that.
Is the clock ticking on Paul Johnson's rather unique offense?
I think the clock's ticking on Paul Johnson. You know, I think people are tired of, you know, of that option offense at Georgia Tech. And, you know, I think Georgia Tech's going to have probably a big decision to make this season. And, you know, they've struggled, you know, trying to get people in that place. You know, I think that, you know, if anybody's on the hot seat in Georgia this year, it's Paul Johnson.
Now we come to the University of Georgia, which, at least in the last couple of weeks, has gotten some buzz from college football pundits as a possible contender, not just for the SEC title, but for the national title and the new playoff system. Are they that good?
Well, Dennis, I think we have to wait and see, and we certainly will find out this weekend against Clemson and next weekend against South Carolina. I think everybody was surprised at what happened to the Gamecocks last night when they just were absolutely taken apart at home. By Texas A&M. I think Georgia, the only thing that concerns me about Georgia is that defensive backfield. You know, they lost a lot of kids, you know, because of disciplinary reasons. So they have to rebuild back there, and they're going to be using a lot of young players. Now, they can overcome a lot of things because offensively they might have the best weapon in the country in Todd Gurley, the running back. But he's got to stay healthy. And Hudson Mason, the new quarterback who takes the spot of Aaron Murray, he's another one that's got to step in and do the job. You know, unlike Georgia Tech, which sort of opens with a couple of soft opponents, you know, Georgia rides right into it. But they got a break last night when South Carolina lost. And, you know, I think they're going to beat Clemson. I think they're a better team than Clemson. But it's going to be interesting up in Athens. I know I'll be up at the game, and it's just, you know, it's going to be just a really hard-fought battle. I mean, if you look back through the history of this series, a lot of them come down to that final minute, even sometimes that final second.
I.J. Rosenberg is president and publisher of Score Atlanta. I.J., enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dennis.